How big of a win was this for you, Kevin, especially when you got down a situation where you had to find a way to dig deep, pull it out, for this group to win at home, moving forward confidence-wise? How big was this?
You know, it's any time you win a game like that against a quality opponent, you know, that's a good football team we played today. And you're looking at one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Yeah, I think he proved that today too. So, you know, for us today, after the game, I was proud of our guys to get the win, number one. But the way things happen, we've got a lot to work on. I think, you know, we kind of went to sleep at the wheel there early in the fourth quarter, maybe late in the third quarter. Gave them some long fields, and our defense didn't really hold up. We were doing a great job for the better part of three quarters. But against a quality opponent like that, I think, you know, the learning point today, the real learning was that, you know, we can't have lapses like that. And quality football teams will make you pay. But the good news is we found a way to win the game. And that will go a long way with these guys. And so, you know, the demeanor of this team is a little bit different. I think the response after the game was, it was great. Half the teams won, half of them lost today. So we were fortunate to win. But, you know, we've got a lot of things we've got to correct. And we can play better. And, you know, as our schedule goes, we're going to need to play better, and we can play better. And I think our guys are excited after a ball game like that. And let me say this, too. I want to thank the fans, because I thought early in the game, and particularly throughout the game, I thought they were a factor in the football game. And from a communication standpoint, there were times today where Kyle Field was as loud as it's ever been. And I really appreciate that. Our fans appreciate that. And that's something, I mean, our players appreciate that. So, you know, I thought that there were a lot of challenges for this team today, from the offseason, from a lot of people, and there was a lot of challenges for our fans today, and I think our fans responded to those challenges.
Kevin, your first game with Trevor Knight, who played a pretty clean game, but especially that overtime period where he takes it down and gets tight at the goal line. What did you see from him leading the team and being able to watch him evolve in this in a really tight game against a ranked opponent?
Well, he's really tightly wound, too tightly wound, you know. So unlike some other guys where you have to push him, I think you saw that first ball he threw looked like me throwing it right in the dirt to a wide open. We tried to get him some easy throws early. He pulled a string on the first one, and he's hard on himself. But, you know, he's an older guy, and the things that when he came off the field, what I like about him is it's not like what happened, or it's before you can get to him, he's like, I should have done this, or here's what I saw. I shouldn't have thrown that ball late down the middle of the field. So you throw that thing away. He's already in that state where, you know, where he's coaching himself, and he's like, I can't do that. And I think the communication with him was critical. Even, you know, to go for it on fourth down and overtime, it made it a little bit easier when the communication with your quarterback is that if I pull it, there's nobody out there. So, you know, when you got an older guy that's over there that sees that and can see the game, that really helps you as a team and helps the play caller too.
Right here in front, Christy.
What did you think about Justin Evans' performance today, particularly on that last play?
What a performance, huh? And he's a pretty good kick returner too. You know, here's a guy that just doesn't say a word, you know, just does his deal. And he's a physical guy. He keeps saying it. We brought him over today to do ball security with the offense on Wednesday. And so he was in the receiver line, and, you know, they go from drill to drill with catching passes and getting the ball stripped or doing things. So after he went through two circuits, Noel looked at me and goes, who's 14? He'd be a heck of a slot receiver. I said, no, he's a pretty good safety. He goes, yeah, I know, but he's got great hands. Which we saw today, that was a heck of a play at the end. And he always plays with great effort. And you know, it's funny, you know, I say it all the time, you know, when you say guys have a nose for a ball, it's usually the guy who's hustling like crazy, because that's what he's doing. And Reedon, he's a really, really good football player, but he's he did a lot for us today in the return game, but he also did a lot for us defensively. And you know, we'll get Speedy back this week to try to help us in the return game. So we got some guys to kind of give him a break back there on kickoff return. But he's a leader. He's played a lot of football. He's playing at a high level.
We go to the right side. We'll have time for a couple more. We'll go Ben, and then Sam will wrap us up.
You know, Coach, based on what you asked Trevor to do within the scheme of the offense, how well do you think he handled all that in his first game?
I don't think you could get a more the wrong scenario for a first game back is an overtime scenario, you know, like that with all the pressure on you on the fourth down deal. So, you know, he's an older guy, and he was able to handle that a little bit better than maybe, but early in the game, you know, we came off, and Noel said to me, he said, you know, you got to remember this guy hadn't really played in 2 years. And he's a little jittery, and for everybody. But I think he settled down, did some things well. I just talked to him in there, and his first thought to me is said that we can be so much better, and he said I can be better too. So that's where his mindset is. That's where our team is right now. And if we can continue with that, and not just me saying it or the coaches saying it, but internally, then. We got a chance to do some things special.
On the left side, Sam will wrap us up.
What did you think of the flow and rhythm of the offense with Noel calling the plays for
the
first
time? It
was good.
You know, we struggled a little bit at times. I think you guys saw, you thought I was kidding. We went fast sometimes. We huddled a little bit. We changed some speeds at different times. I think that's who we are. Not I think, that's who we are. So the ability to change speeds becomes important. The ability to play with another surface with Tanner Shorp out there, I think, was able to help us a little bit. The fact that we rotated backs to keep them fresh, I think that was a real factor. I think, we started off with three, but it was obvious, that Keith Ford is a different kind of runner that we've seen around here, and Travion's got real speed. So, those guys took the majority of it. Where they get 14 and 15 apiece, they're around 30 carries. That's one average 6.3 and the other average 4.6. That's pretty good. That with Avery Genesee got nicked up there, and we ran Coda out there at left tackle and had some moving pieces. But, the rushing yardage, you get to 200, that's I think you're going to take that every week if we can do that. And that's a good football team we play against. But, I thought the rhythm, at times was we got just like everything. In the fourth quarter, we got out of rhythm. And it showed up on offense and offensively and defensively. But I'll say this. I thought that our biggest concern going into today was our young specialist, our kicker, our punter, and field goal. We missed the field goal early. LeCamber came back, made field goals, and made his extra points. Braden Mann kicked off, except for that first one that only went to about the 15 when he was nervous. He kicked the rest of those kickoffs in the end zone. And that's a big deal to start back that day and give long fields for a freshman kicker. And then, I thought Chapuka was outstanding today. Knocked two down inside the, 15? And still averaged,
47.
We've been spoiled around here by punters. So he's got big shoes to fill. I thought he responded today for three guys that hadn't really been in that deal. Those plays were critical in the game to give UCLA long fields. And our coverage was excellent. And I think it says a lot about this team, too, that a guy like Josh Reynolds, who is one of the better receivers in this league to catch touchdowns and do that, he's the guy who's knocking the ball down inside the catching punts as a gunner inside the 15, inside the 5-yard line. That's an unselfish guy. And I think that says a lot about where this team is right now as far as guys playing special teams and putting our better players out there and those guys making plays.
All right. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Good. Thank you.